Together, we are Ash Friendly. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Ash Friendly. I am your host, Seal Jones. I want to thank everyone for listening. I deeply appreciate it. I hope this podcast brings you light, love, and energy to yourself and to everyone else around you. Well, folks, today we're going to talk about water. Water is a key ingredient to life. Can't live without it. Just a fact of life. A lot of people may not like drinking water. They'll drink whatever they can. And I understand that. I do. I don't get it, but I understand it. Water's not tasty. Why not? Doesn't bring excitement. Doesn't lift those craves and endorphins, like get you excited about drinking water. But my issue with water is, why are we paying for it? Why is water, with something that we need, has cost us so much money? Why can't we offer it free for people? Why can't we give it out to people so they can maybe just have some water to enjoy and one less burden on their plate by going to buy bottles and bottles and bottles of water, and then you get plastic in your body? Drink it out of a glass, drink it out of something else where you can just get water and rehydrate. We can have water fountains and all throughout the whole country. We can have water reservoirs with free water, people grabbing their bottled water, whatever they need to do. It helps your skin. It helps your livers. It helps your whole body. And it's something that it's needed, not a want. Soda, juice are all wants. We don't need soda and juice. We need water. Animals don't have any idea what money is, but they all drink for free. Animals drink for free. Humans, who are the main species on the planet, should be able to drink for free too. But right now it's just a commodity, so we're going to turn the pages on that and turning it into taking care of each other. Offering water for each other and eliminating the middleman and eliminating all this. So one thing less you have to go to the grocery store for. I don't have to go there for water. Thank you. I'm full. That is a way of life. That is sharing. That is making life better for everybody. To knowing that they're equal. To knowing that they're just a human being. Hi, I don't have anything for you, but I'm going to give you this water. And that water can inspire them to do millions and millions of great things in the world. We can teach people how to take care of themselves, hydrate properly, to get the right nutrition through water. It's a start because they need it. Not soda, not juice, not Gatorade can give you the same satisfaction water does. But as you know, everything in this world goes up. It never comes down because everyone needs to make their money. So we're going to give it to them somehow, in some way. Aquifers throughout every town. The ability to spread and share water with each other. You can call me crazy. You can call me like, wow, that's not going to happen. That's okay. I don't need your approval. I don't need your negativity to say it's not going to happen. It's an idea and it's a vision and it can happen. Because a lot of the people that are connected to Ash Friendly need water. So if just the people in Ash Friendly have water, have that liquid of life, then that's perfect for me. It's there. And if somebody wants to come and join Ash Friendly today, tomorrow, next month, next week, and 10 years from now, they can get water. It's not a secret club. It's not a secret pass. They can get water. Clean water. Clean water to cook with. Clean water to drink with. Clean water to bathe yourself in. To make things tastier. There's a reason why when you're making a culture is something that has you make bread with, like yeast and stuff like that. You make wonderful loaves of bread and pancakes and all these beautiful things, croissants. But you can't use tap water because it'll affect the yeast because it's not natural and clean. But I can use bottled water that I pay for to be put into my yeast to make it taste better. because it's natural. There's no like bleach in it. There's no iodine in it. There's no whatever can chem metal in it. There's no chemicals in it. It's just clean, potable water. It's perfect. And if we push ourselves to supply each other with water, imagine what else we could do next. It's not going to be controlled, but it'll not be owned by the government. Where I don't want to burden people who don't like the idea of supplying water for people and finding ways to supply water and tax and do tax after tax after tax, because that doesn't work. It just makes people angry with themselves, angry against each other. Why am I have to pay for this guy's water who has no money when I don't want to pay for it because I'm working and he's just getting free water? Everyone says that in all politics. But it's not about like what JFK said. It's not about what your country can do for you. It's what you can do for your country. And this is what people can do for their country. Giving them other options to really make a difference in everyone's life long after we're gone and the next generation's gone, the next generation, they'll still need water. And we can supply that in multiple different ways. And that's what Ash Friendly's for. To take the burden off of some things in your life that are needs, not wants. We do not supply wants. We make sure your needs are met so you can start to live a quiet life, live a peaceful life, be yourself. So you can have ideas, your ligaments can feel hydrated, your muscles can feel hydrated. You can have a glow to you just by drinking water and taking care of yourself. It's these little baby steps in life that once we get there as a whole nation, whole country, I'm not talking just a little town, I'm talking the whole country, and everyone's hydrated. Imagine that. Imagine everyone feeling that I'm not going to go thirsty. I have water. I know where I can get it. I don't have to go to the convenience store for a $5 bottle of water. I can just go and get water whenever I want. Even at the convenience store, we'll have a tap in it saying free water. That's a beautiful thing. And that eliminates a lot of hate, a lot of discrimination, a lot of anger towards other people. And if you don't want to contribute, you don't want to help, you can still drink the free water. This isn't about everyone chipping in. It's about the right people helping each other out and doing the right thing. Because the people that are going to fight me, the people are going to hate on Ash Friendly, the people that are going to like the people that I work with, who are disabled, who struggle, who are discriminated because of their skin color, discriminated because it's their religion, they won't like us no matter what we do anyways. But at least I can give them some water so they can cool down from all that hatred. Well, folks, thank you very much for listening. I deeply appreciate it. I'm going to leave you as I always leave you. You can love yourself, love the community around you, love the world a little more every day. We'll continue to make the world a safer and beautiful place. Thank you very much for listening. Remember, together we are Ash Friendly.